The stadiums and arenas of the Olympic Park are impressive, and the Olympics will no doubt be a grand show. But concerns about the cost linger. Former British gold medalist and member of the London Organizing Committee, Jonathan Edwards, says people who worry about the cost of the Games are not thinking about the bigger picture.
When people think of it as a cost, I think they perhaps don't understand where the money has gone and how it's been spent. Those contracts, 98% of them, have been won by British businesses. So billions of pounds have been spent in the UK at a time which has been very challenging economically.
Edwards says the Olympic construction and related development in East London will also have long-term economic benefits for the city and all of Britain. Not surprisingly, there's considerable debate about that. One of the leading anti-Olympics activists is Julian Chain, whose apartment building was flattened to make room for the Olympic Park.
The reality is this is a pack of lies, and actually the government knows this, because back in 2002 it had its own report called Game Plan, which warned that it would not produce the benefits which were claimed for it. A few months later, the government decided to go ahead with the project anyway. It was always a pack of lies.
Somewhere between the activists' accusations and the officials' promises, there must be some solid middle ground. Maybe that's at Bournemouth University's School of Tourism, where we found Professor Adam Blake.
It looks like on balance that there's a big benefit to hosting the Olympics. I mean, and then there are uncertainties, and there are things we don't know about even now, but there are negatives as part of it. But there's a huge amount of money coming into the UK because of the Olympics, and that really drives a huge amount of benefits.
But the professor acknowledges that the biggest potential benefits lie in the future and therefore carry the greatest uncertainty.
Will London be seen in 10 years' time as with a big Olympic halo effect? That's really a potential really big number that outweighs everything that's going to happen in 2 weeks in July and August.
Longtime Olympic sponsor Visa believes in the so-called halo effect. Executive Colin Grinnell says he can see its impact on his millions of customers.
When they see our brand and the Olympic Games, Olympic rings together, we know in terms of research that they feel quite empowered by that. It's a feel-good factor. And then they feel better about Visa, and over time they'll use their Visa card more. And we can measure that, and we do, and it works.
But there's no guarantee of a halo effect of increased tourism and trade in future years, and many past Olympic cities have not had one. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.